Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Next Steps podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Estrada, and today I am joined by
Edgar Estrada.
All right. We are looking forward to having you with us as we get into the topic that many of us can relate to, the high school journey and the various paths we can take after. All right, let's begin with the high school journey, freshman year.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Okay, so freshman year. So for context, I graduated from ISLC in 2013. Mm-hmm. So my freshman year, I believe, was 2009. It was honestly that transition from, I was also in ISLC middle school, so that transition from eighth grade to ninth grade wasn't that bad. I was actually the first class to stay at the Legacy Complex. Mm-hmm. Before that, we were behind Southeast, yeah. Middle school or high school. So it wasn't that bad, and I think part of that was because we all knew each other coming into ninth grade, or at least most of us. We had new students too every year, but it wasn't many. Mm-hmm. So most of us knew each other. We were pretty established with our friend groups. We knew the teachers. We understood their expectations. We understood the flow of the program of the school that we were in terms of the number of classes we took a day, homeroom, lunch breaks, all of that. So it was good. It was a good experience. The things that helped me the most during that time frame, I would just say staying out of trouble, and paying attention in class. I actually took AP Bio my ninth grade year, so that kind of really set the tone, right? To like do things well. At the time, the teacher, she was great. She was very much invested in our learning. And she didn't cut us any slack. So the class was definitely at a level that you would expect from a college student. Mm-hmm. And so that class was my hardest, but it was also the class that made every other class seem easy. So that set the tone for me. I think it was a good stepping stone into ninth grade.
Yeah. All right. So out the gate, coming out of middle school, you decided to challenge yourself with such a rigorous course. Why did you do this?
Actually, the teacher asked for me. Mm-hmm. She said, hey, you should come take my class. And I said, really? And I said, okay. And so to follow up, I go to my counselor and I say, hey, the teacher doing the bio class, or sorry, I don't think it was AP. I think it was honors bio. It wasn't your regular bio class for sure. Mm-hmm. One of those two. She said, come take my class. And it was the first week, and she said, and then I asked her, why is it that you want me in your class? And she said, two things. I think you can do it, and I also need students in my class. And I said, yeah, I got you. I'll join your class. Okay. And so I went to my counselor, and they fixed my schedule to make it work, and that's kind of how that happened.
All right. So, on to sophomore year. Okay. Sophomore year is when you start to find your interest, I'd say. Because that's when I personally started to find mine. And this is a great time to dive into clubs, sports. It's a good time, but I didn't do that personally because, respectfully, I was a fuck up, you know, to the listeners out there. But it's a good time to get into clubs, sports, and other activities that, you know, that excite you. Balancing academics and social life is key for this. And it's important to start thinking about what you enjoy and what might you want to pursue further. So, how do you feel about sophomore year? How was your experience?
Yeah. To touch on your point, a fuck up according to whose standards?
According to society's, because I was not doing well freshman year at all, me personally. I failed all my classes besides my electives, which was health, computer science, and I failed a semester of PE.
Okay. Well, I mean, by those standards, you can say you failed those things, right?
Oh, definitely. Oh, and I also want to add this. I also had to go to every single summer school of high school just because of that 1 year that I messed up. I had to recover all those credits. And I did. I did go back. I went to summer school and I got those credits back. And now I'm on track. Now I know what or how high school can affect you.
That's good. Yeah. That's good that you decided to meet the requirements for school.
Oh yeah.
One thing that I've learned as I've gotten older is that I can either allow the shitty experiences in my life determine how I move forward in a negative or a positive way. Mm-hmm. So if you label yourself as something negative, you're likely to perceive yourself like that in the future. Mm-hmm. So something to keep in mind. Mm-hmm. Or you can use those negative experiences and say, you know what, I definitely have learned from this and I know what I'm looking for and what I'm not looking for.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason why I asked according to whose standards is because it might be the case that you don't necessarily need a lot of the classes you're taking in high school for the things that you want to do to make a living when you're older. So it just really depends. And it's also difficult at your age. You're not really, or most kids, or most students, I should say, don't know what they want at that age. So I think you're figuring it out. And the best thing you can do is expose yourself to all these different classes, learning experiences and ideas from different people. Mm-hmm. But going back to your point about sophomore year, I actually wasn't that involved. I would say I would definitely help like with school events, but those were like one-offs.
Yeah, yeah.
I would just volunteer to like clean up or to help with like the, back then it was like the student store or the snack shop that we would have in the leadership class. Mm-hmm. But I would say sophomore year, that's when I really started to get into running. So I was at the time doing a lot of like conditioning, weight training, strength training, mm-hmm. Plyometrics. A lot of it had to do with P90X, Insanity, which were two like famous training programs at the time. I don't mm-hmm. know if they are now. And then I started running. And then eventually I ended up going into cross country at Southeast mm-hmm. because, you know, our school was pretty small, so we had to share the teams with them, mm-hmm. Southeast. So I did cross country, but that was like my second semester of my sophomore year. I definitely recommend people to take clubs seriously if they're interested in developing their social skills, their organization skills, and their ability to work well with others. That's something that most jobs are going to ask for anyways. Mm-hmm. The sooner you can develop those, the faster you can adapt to what's to come after high school.
After high school. Okay. I do agree. All right. And as for junior year is considered the most challenging year by many mm-hmm. of high school. It's the year of standardized testing, such as the SAT, and just, you know, maintaining good grades, because that's what most colleges, you know, look at. And that's when you start to think seriously about college and the career path after high school. So, you know, just preparation is crucial here. So,
yeah.
How was your junior year?
You know, I would say my junior year was easier than it should have been. And I say that because I didn't take my junior year seriously. And that actually bit me in the ass going into my senior year. Mm. So my first semester, junior year, when I started cross country, I didn't start in JV. They immediately put me in varsity. Uh-huh. At the time, I was doing pretty good in the races, running 5:15 for 3 miles. Mm-hmm. But then that was my sophomore year, second semester going in, and then going into my first semester of junior year, mm-hmm. I started hanging out with the wrong crowd. I was smoking weed. It was very new to me. I was actually bored because school was so, I mean, at the time it was just like
easy,
and I was like, fuck, I'm bored.
Yeah.
And the guys were cool. Like, there weren't any like, you know,
bad people.
Violent people, if you will.
Yeah.
So I hung out with them too much, and I started smoking a lot, and I dropped the ball with cross country, eventually left cross country. By the time that I got to my junior year, I basically got caught. I wasn't caught smoking. I was caught high as hell.
Yeah.
Coming into the school premise. And so I had to talk with the police officer. I had to talk with a lot of the parent volunteers that kind of like check you in. And then I had to talk with my principal. And then I had to talk with my counselors. And they basically said, look, what's up? Like, your academic record is showing one thing, but your behaviors are showing another thing. Like, yeah. like what do you want? And so basically they were like, you should apply for this program called College Match. And get your shit together. And yeah. I said, all right, cool. I'll do that. And so I applied, and I didn't really feel like I fit in, because I was spending my whole semester with kids that didn't see college as an outlet, you know, to get out of like whatever socioeconomic circumstances they were in. Probably not good ones anyways.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, you're putting me with like a bunch of kids that have been like super dedicated from like day one of sixth grade, yeah. You know, until I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, and next thing you know, they're like,
yeah, it's very true.
They're telling me like, oh, like, we're going to take you to different schools across the East Coast, and we're going to prep you for SAT on Saturdays. And I was like, what the hell? Like, so it's a big transition from like being a pothead, doing the bare minimum in like my classes and still doing well somehow, and then going to like all these different events with like other kids that are just like in the zone, like shooting for MIT, you know, the biggest schools you can think of, Stanford, Harvard, Yale, Columbia, Williams, which is the top private liberal art school. And then, so you're putting me with all these kids that are like straight edges, and I'm just like, damn, okay. So it was a little of a culture shock, but again, I had developed enough of my social skills in like, you know, cross country, volunteering volunteering, you know, freshman year, sophomore year, you know, that when I came into this program, I was like, okay, like, let me get my head out of my ass, focus, and understand that I need to have new priorities. So that was a transition on top of them expecting me to go to like Saturday classes. And then on top of that, expecting me to like get the best score that I could possibly get. Wow. I actually didn't get a good score. I got a 1590. I don't know if that was
on your SAT?
On my SAT. Back then it was out of 2400, I think. Or 1800, I don't remember. It was such a long time ago.
Okay, because I was gonna say the where you can top that is at 1600, I think.
1600? Sure, right? Nah, yeah. My SAT scores sucked. But what I did was I applied to schools that were, what is it? SAT optional?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not gonna get into any of these schools. And a part of that was because I was, again, like, not prepared in math, because I was doing trigonometry in junior year. Yeah. So I spent most of my time, like faded in class while Mr. the math teacher was, you know, teaching about the unit circle, and I'm like, damn, like I'm too stoned to like understand this right now. Come down the test, and I'm getting C's on these tests, and I'm like, hey, can I take this again? And so I was studying. Okay, cool. Like, you know, I got a B now. Cool. And I was like, whatever, that's it. But like, I'm still like, you know, trying to like get my shit together. So
yeah,
like when it came down to the SATs, it was just not a good picture. But I didn't give up, you know. I didn't let that stop me. Again, going back to the point, like, I'm not gonna let my failures let me think badly of myself to the point where it helped, where it stopped me from performing. And I recommend that for anyone. Like, have an attitude where you're like, fuck it, you know, I failed. Let me get back up, and even if it's like uncomfortable, even if I have all these like negative thoughts or emotions coming through me, like, let them flow through me and then keep going. I'm gonna wake up tomorrow and probably feel different anyways.
So
that happened, and next thing you know most of junior year comes up. I clean up my act. Actually went through like some withdrawal symptoms from smoking weed. I didn't know. I mean, at that time they didn't have a lot of research on it. Not compared to what we do now. A lot of people will argue that you don't get addicted, but I think you do become dependent on it. And when you become dependent on it, there are withdrawal symptoms that are behavioral, that are also psychological involved. Anyone, I can bet money on that. I'll argue with anyone on that. Like for me, that was like, what is fatigue? What else? Lack of concentration. My mind was just elsewhere. So it took me a lot to like, again, refocus, recenter myself. But next thing you know, I get these, you know, I go through this trip. It was amazing. I know not everybody gets that opportunity, but I definitely would encourage anyone who can, or one of two things. If there's programs out there that are willing to like help you travel, do it. For those families that can help their kids do that, I would definitely recommend the students, or the kids in this case, to tell their parents, hey, like, can we travel? I think just the whole idea of traveling like opens up your eyes to see that there's more than just Southgate. There's different ways of like speaking, different ways of thinking, representing yourself as something that you want to be.
Okay. So going back to what you said about doing the bare minimum your junior year, I feel like that's where I stood as well. I feel like I could have done better. But either way, I'm happy where I stood at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Because it's to be honest, better than any other year I've been through in high school. And finally, senior year arrives. It is a whirlwind of college applications, decisions about the future, and just nostalgia. The last moments of you know, your high school adventure. Remembering there are many paths to success, whether it's college, vocational training, or you know, taking a gap year. Graduation can be emotional for sure, but it's also time to celebrate your achievements and look forward to new adventures. How was your senior year? How did you feel about it?
So my senior year for me was honestly really a great, it was a great year because it showed me that, you know, I could clean up my act, focus on make school a priority, stay away from the drugs. Well, I mean, weed. So actually, I was drinking at some point too, but that was with like friends on the weekends. Stay away from the drugs. And you know, like, my counselors were very supportive. Like, you know, like good, like always on me. To you know, it's like stay on a good track, you know. Come decisions for college, I get accepted to Dickinson, and then I get waitlisted to Franklin and Marshall on the East Coast. I was asked to submit additional essays for Duke, but I just didn't do it because I was just so tired from, like, I was just tired from hearing about college and then doing these apps and then cleaning up my shit, you know, my act. Yeah. So I was just like, whatever, like, whichever one takes me at this point. I was just that tired.
Yeah.
And then on from the UC's automatic acceptance to Merced, they kind of, there's like this thing where if you have a certain GPA, you get accepted automatically to one of them. I was like automatically accepted to Merced. I was rejected from San Diego and I was waitlisted to UCLA. The same thing with UCLA, I didn't follow up. They asked me to explain why my grades were poor my junior year.
Yeah.
And I've already explained to you why. I didn't have the bandwidth to write that in writing and then send it to the school. But I'm pretty sure I should have. I don't know. I didn't do it anyways. So I went to Dickinson because that was like cool. Like I like the school. I like the people there. I had a really good experience, better than Franklin Marshall actually. So I accepted. By that point, I felt bad, man, because a lot of my friends, you know, they weren't going to school, or that's literally all you talk about your senior year. Where are you going to go to college? Where are you? And I feel like we got to give space to the people who don't have that set, who, you know, who maybe don't want to go to college or are going to go to a trade school. Not to shun down those that are going to college, because that's great. It's a great thing to move, you know.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Generations forward with education. It's one of the best pillars that this, you know, country has in terms of progress. But it's not for the way that it's set up is not for everybody, and I think we're learning that. I think a lot more teachers are more open to that, more counselors especially, since that's their job to understand how to like produce pipelines of students that are successful and you know, productive citizens.
Yeah.
And I think it's great that ISLC makes it a point to make them global citizens, because there is such a big world outside of Southgate. And I had the luxury of being able to understand that when I went to college in Pennsylvania, a small borough called Carlisle. So my senior year was great. I was actually in leadership. I was the president of leadership, and I was actually a spokesperson for the whole complex for specific events when, you know, when the media would come and ask us about the, you know, legacy as a whole, because it was fairly new. So yeah. I would be there.
Yeah.
A couple of speeches in front of the school. Nothing I would say that's out of the ordinary for what you would hear about for like a school president. It was just a lot of, you know, checking in. At the time, we divided the leadership class into different groups, and they were responsible for different events, different ideas, different things. And so my job was to make sure that they all had what they needed and that they felt supported, really.
Yeah.
And of course, I was present at every single event. So that was my senior year, a big turnaround from junior year. And next thing you know, I was a couple of months away from going to college.
To wrap this up, we've discussed the high school journey from freshman to senior year and got into different pathways that you can take after graduation. And remember, everyone's journey is unique. It is different. And there's no right or wrong way to go about it. Anything else you would like to add to it, Edgar?
For anyone who feels the pressure of life, school being a part of that, know you're not alone. If you ask for help, a lot of people are willing to give it, especially if they understand your emotions or can understand the pressures you're feeling. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people like me that are more than happy to give you a helping hand.
Yeah, thank you.
Whether it's family, there's a lot of school supports, whether it's a teacher or that one counselor who actually listens to you, or your friends too. No, you're not alone. And again, just be willing to open up to people about what you need help with and take it.
All right. Well, thank you, Edgar, for being here with me.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yep, helping these kids out, addressing the issues to the journey, not issues but challenges to the high school journey and the paths after. So thank you for giving a little bit of clarification to this challenge that most of us have / are going through. And thank you.
Thank you.